Welcome to It Just Means Less, where we talk all things SEC sports. Here are your hosts, Wells Perigin and Jacob Holman.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the It Just Means Less podcast. I'm your host, Wells Perigin, here, as always, with my co-host, Jacob Holman. Jacob, how are you?
Man, I'm good. How are you?
Back on the sad train again. The Auburn Tigers have joined the club and lost to Vanderbilt. It's a sad time on the plains.
With the election stuff yesterday, they should have held one for governor, and Diego would have won because I mean he owns the state of Alabama right now. So, Vandy's doesn't seem to be that pushover team anymore. Now, I don't know Diego's eligibility. Was he a senior?
I think he's a fifth this year.
Okay, so he'll be done. He'll play a little Canadian football.
Praise God.
He'll play a little Canadian football. But, it's just, man, the guy knows how to do it and get it done. He knows how to win.
Yeah. So I'm looking at this, and ESPN only has 3 years on as stats, but I think it's because he was a JUCO product.
He was. That's correct.
So I think this is right, his fifth year then.
Okay. Well, what a way to go out, right? Get your team. You get Vandy bowl eligible for the first time in God knows how long, right?
Got a chance to get 7 wins.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you win 7, you call that productive.
Oh, yeah.
You hang it. I get a 10-year extension.
Hang his jersey from the crane.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there'll never be another number 2 at Vandy. It's just, man, good for them. You hate to see it happen against your program, but, I think it's awesome to see that, that they're not that pushover. It's like, there's not really that pushover team anymore. Well, right now it's State, but, mm-hmm. It's nice to see Vandy not being that pushover team because, I always liked Vandy from, when they weren't playing your school, obviously.
Right.
But, not now anymore because – finally win one, so now you kind of hate them, but good for Vandy and Clark Lee, maybe getting them on the uptick.
Speaking of pushovers, Ole Miss whack Arkansas last week. Absolutely whacked them. I'm glad we picked them to cover that one. That was one last week we were sitting there, I don't know about it, but
I don't know, it might be like a 3-point game.
We were wrong. And
you see, Ole Miss's injury report that came out today?
I had not.
26 people are on it. They have 3 that are out, a few doubtful, a lot of probables, but 26 total players on the injury report. It's not what you want to hear when you got number 2 Georgia coming into town.
I don't know. Maybe now would be a good week to rest them. I mean, you're not going to beat, spoiler alert, I don't think they're going to beat Georgia. So, no. But we were talking about earlier before we talk about Alabama LSU being an elimination game. Is this an elimination game? I mean, does Georgia say Georgia wins this, loses this one, but wins out? Two loss Georgia, they're in. You think?
I do. I think so. I think they. I mean, even though they have the 2 losses, I think that their losses would be better than say if Alabama.
Yeah.
So I think they would be. I think they would be okay there. Now they just can't lose another. But I think they'd be, especially with them being at 2 right now.
Let's see what else happened last week. Florida gave UGA a little scare, and then towards the end, UGA scared me into thinking that they were going to cover. Florida was throwing picks and letting UGA run the score up a little bit. But thankfully for me, they did not cover. State went behind 10-0 early to UMass, but then able to find a way to win and cover. Appreciate that one, Mississippi State. And then I guess maybe this was a storyline last week outside of Vanderbilt being bowl eligible was South Carolina upsetting A&M.
Yeah, part of me thought they could do it, but I just thought I'd have to go with the Aggies, which is how hot they are. Mm-hmm. Disappointing that I did. But it is what it is. You win some, you lose some. And it looks like you got one back, speaking of winning on the spread. There you go.
I think you got one back. Yeah, I guess we'll go ahead and talk about it. So Jacob gained 1 versus outright with me. That's wrong on the spreadsheet. Jacob went 8-1 versus outright, 7-2, and I went 7-2 versus outright. But I went 7-2 versus spread, and Jacob went 6-3 versus the spread. So that brings
– Who sold me?
It was Georgia. Are you talking about the one loss?
Yeah, I'm saying who are my 3 losses that – who didn't cover? Tennessee didn't cover. A&M didn't cover. And then Georgia. Okay.
Georgia. Yep. So that brings Jacob now has a 3-point lead versus outright. It's 90 and 28 to 87 and 31. But I shrunk the lead on spread to a 1-point lead, and it's 57-50, 56-51 versus the spread. So pretty close.
Got one coming down the stretch. So just looking. I don't know. Are we gonna have some that are alike, or are we gonna have some that are different? You know, I don't know. I feel like we'll have a few this week.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think there's some toss ups for sure. I think it'll be more. Maybe we might disagree on a cover or two. Yeah. I think we're probably, and then maybe what happens down there in Death Valley, we might be disagreeing a little bit on that. But why don't you take us away and introduce us to the first game of the week?
All right, first game of the week. Oh God, 11 a.m. kick on ABC is Florida, who is 4-4, 2-3 in conference play, at number 5 Texas, who is 7-1, 3-1 in conference play. Texas is a 21.5-point favorite. I'm gonna take Texas to win for sure, but 21.5 is a lot of points for a Florida team that, you know, kept it somewhat close. But you have no DJ Lagway anymore, so I'm gonna go.
There are reports that, like, AP came out today, Sports Illustrated said questionable for Texas, probably going to give it his best shot. Touch and go is what they say. But either way, he's not 100%. Nowhere close to 100.
I'm going to have to take Texas to win. I'm going to have to take him to cover. I can't trust that. Especially not with the kid that came in at the end of the game last. So.
Yeah, I'm going to take Texas a win cover as well. I mean, I just, without DJ and watching their quarterback, their, I guess, third string quarterback play last week, was he was an Ivy League transfer. I think, was it Yale?
Transfer. Yep. So, go Harvard.
Do you think if DJ was playing, you might take Florida to cover this?
I might. I think I'd have him losing by 21.
But for sure, you don't know about DJ, and even if he's not going to be anywhere close to 100%. So I'm with you right there. Let me take Texas to win and cover.
It'd be like playing him on NCAA, but DJ just has some wear and tear already on him. And, you know, this, you try to audible from a play, and then, you know, you pick a pass, and you just automatically have to run inside zone. And so you're just in trouble. Mm-hmm. So, all right, next game of the week, arguably, in my opinion, game of the week. I think so. I think this game is better than Alabama LSU. But number 2 Georgia, who's 7-1, 5-1 in conference play, at number 16 Ole Miss, who is 7-2, 3-2 in conference play. Georgia's a 2.5-point favorite on the road. 2:30 p.m. kick on ABC. What you got, Wells?
I got Georgia to win, and I got Georgia to cover. You know, Ole Miss did give it their best shot last week, scored a lot of points on Arkansas, but maybe they scored all their points on the season, and they're not going to be able to score on that Georgia defense. We'll see. Lane Kiffin at home, always good. You know, he normally gets his team competitive for these big games. It's the smaller games you sometimes got to worry about with Lane right here. But I just think Georgia's going to be too much, and I think Trevor Etienne's going to have a game. So give me Georgia to win and cover.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think Georgia might win by a couple of touchdowns. I just don't really see it being close. Just I don't know if Ole Miss is Ole Miss there yet as the program to do that. I don't think they are. Not with what Georgia has on the line for the rest of the year. So, shot to play in Atlanta. So, I'm going to go with Georgia to win and cover.
All right. Next, we got South Carolina, 5-3, 3-3 in conference play, at number 24, Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt is 6-3 in conference play, 3-2 in – sorry, Vanderbilt is 6-3 overall, 3-2 in conference play. South Carolina is a 3.5-point favorite, 3:15 SEC Network game. What you rocking with, Jacob?
Oh man, I think I'm gonna have to go Vandy at home. Wow, man, I don't know. That was tough. Just because South Carolina's defense is pretty good, and can Vandy stop Lenoris? I think I'm gonna go South Carolina to win on the road. Take South Carolina to win on the road, and I think they'll go in there, and I think I'm gonna take them to cover it. I could see it both ways. I feel like this one should be one of those where the spread's even and you just pick them, because I could see it going either way. You know, Vandy could figure out how to do it and, you know, keep the game small and keep the possession in their hands. But, you know, South Carolina's defense also knows how to you know, knows how to get some stops, and offense is pretty good. So we'll take South Carolina to go on the road and get a good win and be bowl eligible.
Well, here's a chance that I can come back and tie or try and get one back on you. I'm going to take Vanderbilt to upset right here. Vanderbilt and Nashville has been pretty good this year. They played, beat Bama and Nashville, Texas with 3 points and all that. I think I'm going to take Vanderbilt to upset right here. You know, it's interesting. Vegas normally gives the spread, the home team, 3 points. So they almost have South Carolina by a touchdown right here. But if you take away the home, put this game on a neutral site, it'd be South Carolina -3.5. But I don't know, man. I could definitely see South Carolina winning this game, like you said. But, you know, why not? Give me Vanderbilt.
Yeah. I don't hate it.
All right. The bloodbath of the week is Mississippi State, 2-7, 0-5 in conference play. At number 7, Tennessee. Tennessee is 7-1 in conference, or overall 4-1 in conference play. Tennessee is favored by 24.5, 6 p.m. ESPN game. Give me Tennessee to win. And I guess I'm going to take Tennessee to cover as well. We've done these big spreads on Mississippi State quite a few times, and Mississippi State's covered every single time. And I've picked wrong every single time. But, you know, law of averages right here. Eventually, one of these is going to be right. So give me Tennessee to win and cover.
You know, you talk about how Mississippi State team seems to cover these spreads. Arkansas made Mississippi State look dumb. And I just don't know if Mississippi State has enough to keep it that close. Now, Tennessee's offense hasn't been firing like you would hope. Part of me might just agree with you, so that way you can't get the game back or get a lead at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I don't know. Tennessee struggled, not struggled, but you know, they've won. I mean, they haven't won a game by 24 all year since SEC play. Tennessee hasn't won a game by more than 10. So I'm going to take Mississippi State to cover on the road. Give me Tennessee to win, Mississippi State to cover.
Okay.
Just because statistically, Tennessee has not won a game by more than 10 this year in conference play. So when we come back next week, you'll be up one game.
You think so? Hey, Vanderbilt could lose.
Well, you know, you might be up two games after this one. So next game of the week, Wells is calling it his game of the week. Number 11, Alabama, 6-2, 3-2 in conference play. At number 14, LSU, who is 6-2, 3-1 in conference play. Bama, by only God's grace, is a 3-point favorite. It's a 6:30 p.m. kick on ABC. Playoff elimination game.
Unfortunately, it pains me to say it, but take the Tide, baby. The Tide are going to be able to beat LSU in Death Valley. Last time they were in Death Valley, LSU was able to pull it off. I just don't know, man. I really don't know what to expect from either teams. This, you know, LSU did look a little bit rough last time we saw them at Kyle Field, but they're at Kyle Field. Now they're at Death Valley. Completely different situations being able to be on the road versus being at home at night in Baton Rouge right here. I mean, I just a feeling that Alabama is, I mean, both teams are playing for their playoff lives, no doubt about it right here. And I'm gonna give the edge to Bama. So Bama wins.
What is?
Let's save some grace just in case you go the opposite direction. I'm gonna take Bama to win, but not cover. a little strategy right here.
What does Lee Corso say? Not so fast.
Not so fast.
I have never done this ever, and I learned my lesson with Tennessee. I've never picked against the Tide ever. I've never picked against Bama in football. It pains me to do it, but I'm going to have to take LSU to win at home. LSU, Alabama's not proven that they can win on the road. This year, they're 1-2 on the road with a win at Wisconsin. I think the game goes completely different if Van Dyke doesn't blow his knee out. You lose at Vandy, you lose at Tennessee, right? Let's go back to last year. By the hairs on your butt in Auburn, you pull that one out somehow. I'm trying to think where else Alabama played last year. Were they 11-1 last year? A loss at home to Texas, I think. So, I mean,
They got two Ole Miss last year.
But I mean, and then you go to the year before that. You lose on the road at LSU. You lose on the road at
Tennessee.
At Tennessee. Last year, you somehow beat A&M. You only beat A&M by 6 on the road. You struggle with that one. you know, had a strong win at Kentucky. But, you know, playing these road games that are tough, Alabama just hasn't really proven it in a couple of years. So I think the atmosphere in LSU is going to be too much for – I think it's going to be too much for Milroe. I think it's going to be too much for Kalen. I also think it's going to be too much for the play calling. So I'm going to go with LSU to win at home. All right, next game on the spread. Get the spread wrong.
Do I?
OU's minus 2.5.
Hold on, let me read it out and I'll check it.
Oklahoma, who's 5.
Oh, yeah, it is. I am wrong.
Play at Missouri, who's 6-2, 2-2 in conference play. Because I looked at that yesterday and I was like, there's no way. There's no way that's right. I don't know how OU's 2.5-point favorite. But 6:45 p.m. kick on SEC Network. What you going to go with?
I mean, I don't know. Is there something we don't know about? Has Brady Cook be kicked off the team?
Did Brady Cook like fail a class or something? Like,
Brady Cook is questionable. And Brady Cook, Nate Noel, and Mookie Cooper is doubtful, but then Nate Noel and Brady Cook are both questionable.
Well, they showed last week they can't do much without Brady Cook.
Oh, yeah.
Not last week, the week
before. 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, yep. Yeah, I guess let me take Missouri upset. I mean, is that what you call it?
I guess so, yeah.
Yep, Missouri upset. I ain't got much to say about it, but watch OU win by 40 now.
I'm going to take OU to win on the road.
Oh, dang, we're going different this week.
I'm going to take OU to win. Definitely putting myself behind right here. Let's see, 1, 2, 3. We got 3 different outright. So you got a chance to get some back. But yeah, I just genuinely think, I think they win by. I think they cover. I think Oklahoma's defense is good enough. Are they going to be okay on offense? I don't know. It's going to be a battle of mid on offense, especially if there's no Brady Cook. So I'm going to take OU to win and win a close one on the road.
All right. Well, that wraps up our SEC slate this week. Arkansas, Auburn, Florida, and Kentucky. That's not right. Who's Arkansas, Auburn, Kentucky, and one other team has a bye. Florida's playing Texas. So check out who the other team is. I'm trying to think off the top of my head.
Yeah.
You got Texas playing, A&M's playing. Is A&M playing?
No, they're not.
A&M is the other team. So we got Arkansas, Auburn, Kentucky, and A&M are on a bye this week. So, and there is 0 ranked-on-ranked non-conference games. So me and Jacob just picked 2 that we thought would be good and then 1 for fun right here. The first non-con game that we picked is Michigan, 5-4, 3-3 in big whatever play, Big Ten play, if you want to call it that, I guess. At number 8, Indiana. Indiana is 9-0, 6-0 in conference play. IU is favored by 14, 2:30 p.m. CBS game. What you going with, Jacob?
Man, Michigan's obviously all in all. Indiana is, you know, they've shown up. I think Indiana will win at home. 14, I feel like, is kind of, I mean, I guess you can kind of say a lot, but with the Michigan team that's there, you know, I don't know. I mean, is Michigan going to be one of those teams where, you know, you still kind of – you get a little scared because of that name, even though they're not who they are, you know? I mean, I don't know. I'm looking at their road schedule, right? Michigan's going to Washington, lost. Went to Illinois, lost. And that's their only 2 road games. So, you know, they haven't really – they're 1-2 on the road. So, I think Indiana's going to win for sure. I think they'll cover it, though. I think it'll be like a 10-point game. So, I'm going to go Indiana to win at home, but I don't think they'll cover.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm going to take Indiana to win and not cover right now. Indiana is getting closer and closer to that playoff berth, and win this week, and I think you're basically almost locked it down, in my opinion. I think one loss Ohio, I think one loss Indiana's in. Right. Okay, let me ask you about this. So we got, off the top of my head, we got Penn State, Ohio State, Indiana, and Oregon all towards the top of the big, whatever, 10. We'll just keep saying big 10. So let's say Indiana loses next week. So you got Ohio State and Oregon in the Big Ten championship. Oregon loses to Ohio State. So I think both Oregon and Ohio State are in regardless. If it came down to it, do you put one loss Penn State in or do you put one loss Indiana in? Both of losses to Ohio State.
I think you'd have to give up point differential. I mean, and if you, I mean, or you could look at strength of schedule. Indiana's is not good.
Yeah, it's bad.
Indiana's strength of schedule is terrible. Now, Penn State, on the other hand, what they, I mean, there's it. I mean, they went on the road, beat USC, who wasn't, you know, not great. Struggled. They beat us. They beat a now struggling Illinois team. So I think you know, could be this Washington. You know, give Penn State something to handle this week. I don't know. So, I mean, Indiana's got this week and next week, and then you got a cakewalk with Purdue to end it. So, I think if you win this week, and then even if you lose next week, depending on depending on that margin.
Right. Because what could happen right here is you could have Ohio State loses to Michigan. I mean, to Indiana. Ohio State loses to Indiana. So now you got Indiana and
Oregon.
Well, even though, and then I still think one loss Indiana's in regardless. No matter if that loss is in the championship or if that loss is to Ohio State or if that loss is to Oregon in the championship.
Yeah, I mean, I don't say you don't put them in there.
Right. So
imagine a first round host playoff game in Bloomington.
Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
Wouldn't hate Kurt Cignetti in Tuscaloosa next year. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. Are you? Did I hear fire DeBoer? Is that what I heard? I
did not say that. No.
Anyways, back to the game. I don't know if I said this or not.
I just want to Google him at this point.
Back to the game. I don't know if I said it or not, but I'm gonna take Indiana win and not to cover. I think you're right. I think the 14. I like the 10 point game right here. All right. I will have a disclaimer that now that I'm thinking about these rankings and all that, this is from the AP poll.
Yeah. So not ranked, but
yeah, with the college football playoffs going out next week, we'll jump to those rankings instead of the AP poll. But I just completely lapsed about that right there. But based on the AP poll, number 24, Colorado, 6-2, 4-1 in conference play at Texas Tech. Texas Tech is 6-3, 4-2 in conference play. Colorado is a 3.5 point favorite. 3 p.m. Fox. What you rocking with, Jacob?
Man, I don't know. Tough one. You know, Texas Tech wins a gritty game on the road last week against Colorado's got some firepower, though. Man, they've got some fun guys to watch, and I'm rooting for them, honestly. So I'm going to take Colorado. I'm going to go Colorado to win on the road. I think they'll find a way to get it done. Keep their Big 12 championship hopes alive and their playoff hopes alive, because as of right now,
They're definitely in their conversation.
Yeah, I mean, they're tied with – I mean, Iowa State's got – what, Colorado and Iowa State are both one loss. So, I mean, right now, if you were to have a Big 12 championship game, you would have BYU versus Iowa State. They're both at one loss, though. Do they play each other?
I don't think so. I think it's Colorado's loss to Kansas State, is it not?
Yeah, and by three. And so mm-hmm. – Like, listen to the schedule on the way out for Colorado after this week. Utah at home, at Kansas, Oklahoma State at home. You win this week, I see them being 10-2. Now, Iowa State on the flip side, they've got it a little bit tougher. They've got I know I saw that they end the year with Kansas State at home. But, you know, they still got Cincinnati, who's been tough. They got to go to Utah. You never know what happens when you play Mormons. Oh, you know. I think it could be. Please don't cancel me. But you know, you never know. So BYU could somehow slip up. I mean, I don't think so. But you know, as of right now, BYU is the 4 seed in the playoff, which is insane to think about. But it's just so fun to see how everything's shaping up. BYU's toughest game, I think, is going to be at Arizona State, and then they're at Utah this week. That one'll be tough.
All right. So you took Colorado to win and cover. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to rock with you. I'm going to take Colorado to win and cover as well. All right. And then the last non-conference game that we picked, just for the fun of it, Kennesaw State, 1-7, 1-3 in conference play UTEP. UTEP is 1-8, 1-5 in conference play. UTEP is a 3.5-point favorite. It is a 3 p.m. kick in God's time zone. Yeah, we didn't forget. We were just saving it for this fun game right here. 3 p.m. in God's time zone, the central time zone on ESPN Plus. I'm going to rock with the Miners. The Miners are going to win, and they're going to cover because their stadium's in the side of a mountain. That's all I got. You go Miners.
I'm going to take – wait, go Miners. I'm gonna go UTEP to win solely because Kennesaw State against Middle Tennessee State only scored 5 points. Ohio State game 14-5. So do the Owls travel? I don't know. Probably not. UTEP won their first game in like 3 years this year. I'm sure this will be the only one they're favored with on the way out. So they won I mean, dude, they're just not good. So, UTEP wins at home. And they'll cover 3.5 because they're both bad. All right, going into Superdogs. Both of us went 1-1 last week. Puts Wells at 10-10 at 500. And then puts me at 7-13. Just disappointing for myself. Just can't get over the hump. It seems like, I mean, this dude beats me to every single spread that he can. Like he creates a spreadsheet and then he just goes ahead and finds them. So,
excuses.
Yeah, something like that. So, for my upset, and he's gonna say it, and I know he's gonna say it, but it's not true. I do, and will forever support the men and women of the armed forces. But this week, in Raymond James Stadium, the South Florida Bulls are going to upset Navy. Navy is now a 2.5-point favorite. So that line has gone down from the 3 that I had it at. So USF upsets Navy. I kind of hope I get proven wrong in this one just because I do support the troops.
Veterans Day is Monday, too, and you're going against the boys.
sorry. And then to cover, I'm going to take Wake Forest to cover at home against Cal. Honorable mention, though, if it happens, maybe we can think about giving me a 0.5 point. Ohio State and Purdue is minus 38. Purdue covers 38.
All right, yeah. For mine, I'm going to take Syracuse to upset Boston College. Boston College is 2-point favorite. Kyle McCord is not going to throw 17,000 picks this game, and they're going to go up there and beat Boston College. And then I'm going to take Butch Jones and the boys up there at Arkansas State to cover at Louisiana. Louisiana is a 16.5-point favorite. So Butch Jones, SEC legend, is going to get them boys ready. The America's team, Gordo. Yeah, that's true too. It is Gordo's team, but America's team, Gordo, is hosting round one of the playoffs at Libby Hankins Field. Rogers 7-3, 6-2 in Region 7 of 3A. Gordo is 9-1, 6-1, and Region 5 of 3A. There is no spread for this game yet at the time we're picking this. So I guess we're picking the outright, and Jace Neal and the boys are going to spank Rogers by 24. So roll waves.
Okay. I don't know enough. Who's in Region 7? Let's see.
That'd be like Lauderdale County, Mars Hill.
So those boys lost 2, and so it's got to be those 2 and then lost
it is
out of region game. Man, I think this is going to be a tough game to win. Lost to Mars Hill by 35, lost to Lauderdale County by 49. I lied. Give me Gordo by maybe 21. I have a feeling that this is going to be the last positive thing we get to say about the boys this year if things go the way that we think they are. So, Gordo wins, and hopefully they can beat my good friend Josh Rogers. Well, I think that wraps up this week's episode 13 of season 5 of It Just Means Less. We appreciate you listening, and we'll see you next week.